How aware do you think other locals are of the loss and devastation to the wetlands?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that really cares, but I think everyone feels like they're beating their head up against the wall. The government agency just not listening to the people, and I think the people got some pretty good ideas about restoring the wetlands. Number one, people don't realize that they keep the Mississippi River in for the shipping industry, okay? Well, down at the mouth of the Mississippi River, there's probably about 3 dredge ships and probably about 3 dredge barges. Well, the dredge ship comes up the rivers from the mouth of the Mississippi River past Polladown, and they suck the sediment off the bottom. Then they'll turn around, then they'll go back to the mouth of the Mississippi River, and they open up the ship and they let the sediments go out into the Gulf of Mexico. The dredge boats pump dredge, and they'll pump it on the inside in the marsh area. But our federal governments, we've got 2 federal government agencies fighting against each other. We have the Corps of Engineers is the one that does the actual dredging. The EPA tells them that they cannot raise the land no more than 7 foot. So you got 2 government agencies fighting each other. So that's a big problem. If we can all just get together, I think they can make things happen. The Mississippi River contributes. That's what made the wetlands, Mississippi River. Now it's being controlled, and it goes out to the Gulf of Mexico. That's all big.
More personally, what significance do the Louisiana wetlands have in your life?
Well, I used to enjoy going out in the bayou all the time. I used to go fishing, hunting, trapping, water skiing, just a number of things, going to the beach with friends and all. Today in time, you just don't have the marsh to do it. You don't have the beach line no more. All open water. You get beat up by heavy seas and all. Before it was you had natural canals. There might have been 40-foot wide. Now all you got is basically all the Gulf of Mexico looking at you nowadays. It's not good.
What effects do you think the loss of the Louisiana coastal wetlands will have on Plaquemines Parish and even the nation as a whole?
Well, the marshland, without the marshland, the commercial fishermen and also the recreational fishing industry it will be gone one day. We need the marsh wetlands for the shrimp to come in and breed and lay eggs. We need the marshland for the fish to come in so they can have some food. If we don't have that, it'll be gone. And as everyone knows, Louisiana is the biggest seafood supply in the city in the United States. So that's a big problem. I think a lot of people realize that we are starting to see more and more people get interested in our industry, though, and try and help out. But, right now, Venice is one of the largest fishing areas in the United States. Very, very popular. People come, even though Florida is out there in the Gulf of Mexico, just like we are, but our habitat must be a little bit different. They got people from Florida that comes fishing in Louisiana, especially in the Venice area. The fish population is so great, it's really unbelievable.